Blog Talk Radio.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto ain't expressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Man, that's how you feel. On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the struggle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I see was black and blue. So
I don't
know what my...
Hey guys, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. So today, because I felt like giving you guys control of the air, I thought we would let you guys decide what you would like to talk about. We can talk about anything and everything you guys would like. You know, if you want to talk about your kids, back to school, relationship with your baby mommy, your baby daddy, man, woman, whatever. If you want to talk about stuff that happened in the community, we are more than welcome to talk with whatever you would like to talk about.
What do I want to talk about? The end of the summer.
It's not the end yet. We still got a month left of August.
Oh, dang it.
That's a hot month, too.
Thought we was getting there. I swear that, I don't know about you, but summer months are my busiest months.
Yes.
Like, I get more sleep.
I love it, because I can't stand being cooped up in the house all winter long, so when summer, spring, summer, fall come out, I am like, I love it.
Playing house, Erica.
The heat drains me, and you get tired, and by the end of the day, you're just ready to pass out, but, I mean, I feel like I do so much more in the spring and the summer and stuff like that.
I heard Brianna.
Yeah.
You want to be on Blog Talk with us, Patty?
Come on, Patty.
She wouldn't even say no. She just shook her head.
I don't even want you to hear no. You know.
Oh, so, yeah, I love being outdoors. I think it's a great opportunity to enjoy the sun and the weather and family and friends and food and all that.
And it does make you feel well.
No, I'm there on right now.
It does make you feel well, you know.
DJ.
You should know this.
All right, you can
call in. Sorry about the delay. Mr. Smith apparently didn't think I was doing my job, but I am. So, I don't know. I feel so cooped up in the winter, and it's always so cold, and I'm such a freeze baby anyway that I just, you know, I used to love going out and sledding and ice skating and all that when I was a kid. We used to make snow forts and snowball fights and all that fun stuff.
Oh, I hate all of that. Like, if you hit me with a snowball, I'm going to be so mad I may never
talk
to you
again. Even when you were a kid?
Yes. I don't even like water fights.
Oh.
My mom and used to be like, oh, yeah, I forgot. I never liked water fights, snowball fights. None of that.
Good thing that I didn't invite you to my daughter's birthday party. We had 500 water balloons.
Oh, my goodness. I would have been running for real.
Oh, yeah, because all them kids, and the thing is the kids think it's funny when you run it.
Oh, yeah.
If you a runner, you going to get hit.
I can run fast.
Oh, look, we got Mr. Smith on the line. Hey, welcome to Blog Talk, VJ. How are you?
I'm doing great. First of all, I want to welcome...
Go ahead, VJ.
I'm sorry. What'd you say?
No, that was my fault. Catrice is on the line also, and I thought I hit her button instead of yours. So, go ahead. I hit the right button.
Okay. Well, I don't know what our topic is today, so I need to be refreshed.
It's listener's choice today. We will talk about anything and everything our listeners would like to talk about. If they want to talk about their kids, they want to talk about some upcoming event they're doing, or they want to talk about something in the community, whatever they want to talk about, we're here.
So what do you want to talk about?
What I want to talk about is the fact that I realize that if we can get this whole concept of unity, and I mean real unity, where people really, really come together. We can almost do anything that we want. I just left from a meeting with Patty, and we were meeting in a place called the COCO, and it's a place where independent workers and small business groups come to do work, and you can rent space for as low as $70 a month if you're an entrepreneur, so that you can start your own business. And I looked at that space, and I didn't see anybody of color. I was the only black man in there. And there were all these people working at computers, and they were doing all this work, and I was looking at that, and it was so amazing. And then they have even had private conference rooms, and they even have a party room and a theater. They got all this stuff. And I looked at it, and I said, why aren't we in here, and why aren't we using it? And I thought about the main reason is because we're not unified. We don't have our own space because we don't unify and make it happen. And so my topic today is going to be unity. I'm going to be working hard to, because I don't think it's just a black or white thing, but I think it's a thing of people that need to come together. When I look at our office and all the things we do in that little bit of space that we have at 3026 4th Avenue, a lot, some days, every room's got people. There's no, if you try to look for a place to have a private conversation, there's nowhere to go. And that's amazing. That's amazing that we do all that work in that space, and we have the ability to do that. Not so unity is what I want to say, and then now I'm gonna let somebody else talk about their topic, because I'm gonna call a couple other people and have them call in and get on board and talk about this stuff with us. So I'll be back.
All right, Mrs. Smith, we will go on to Catrice, because I recognize this phone number every Blog Talk week. Hello, Ms. Champion. How are you?
Hello.
Hello. How are you, girls?
All right. How are you?
I'm fine. Tell my little mini-me happy birthday for Mama Treese. I have to send that shout-out to your baby. And I want to talk about respect.
Oh, okay. That's a fabulous topic. We love respect.
I want to talk about respect for the elders, respect for your neighbors, respect for anybody's faith. Why the kids are doing the violent things that they are doing, because I feel that the young parents don't have respect. And I feel that they are raising killers. I feel that they are raising thieves. Because there's no respect. We don't put fear in our kids. We allow them to say and do what they want to do. We think it's cute. When they go around and say the cuss word as babies, we think it's cute. Even they start saying it at us, and we laugh, and our friends laugh about it. You know, it's no respect. Young boys don't have respect for young girls. Young girls don't have respect for young boys. Women don't have respect for men. And it's just a trained thing. You know, I have to say, Erica, I have a title, Mama Tree, Miss Champion. That's the way I get out. So it's no respect. Mm-hmm. To start respecting our elders. Guess what? You girls are going to be elders soon. You're elders now. You girls paved the way for younger girls, and y'all got battle scars to be able to tell our youth. Please, everyone, start telling it. It's been too many deaths. I done had loved ones that died over in St. Paul over the Rondo Day thing. And it's not just the North Minneapolis thing. It's not, like DJ said, it's not just the black thing. It's a serious problem that we have in the North Side community, South Side community, St. Paul community. And we have to take charge. We have to do it. We can't wait on the next person to get on the internet, on Facebook, and talk about it. And get off Facebook talking about it. Take a stand. Start at home.
You know, that's funny because my mom actually asked me the other day. She said, do you want your kids to be scared of you? Or do you want your kids to fear you? And I said, I don't want them to be scared of me. But I do want them when they're old enough and out doing their thing, you know, when they're out as kids going to play with their friends and stuff. If their friends suggest to do something that they know they're not supposed to do, yes, I do want them in the back of their heads to go, ooh, my mom gonna hurt me if I do this, so I better bring myself home. I don't want them to be terrified, but I do want them to have some type of a fear of, you know, what the consequence is gonna be.
That's right.
Because if they aren't scared, then it's like, well, I have nothing to be scared of. I'll do anything and everything.
Exactly.
So now they kids are scared. They don't. You call my mom. That's what I want you to do at school. Call my mom. And then we have mothers that come into school and condone what their kids are doing. Just don't, look, just don't put your hands on my kids. And you know, whatever, it's okay, but it's not okay. And you know what, Erica? Put the fear. Put all the fear that you can in your child. Because guess what? It's going to save their lives. If they so scared of you because you around there, if you drop something, if they drop something, mom going to get you. Because guess what? It's stages of life that they have to go through. And they will eventually learn that mom loves us regardless. Just like we had the fear, we better not get pregnant. That's the dying thing. Okay, out of everything, young women, we're going to die. Their parents, you get pregnant, you're going to die. Guess what? I done had so many young friends got pregnant and they didn't die. Their parents didn't. It was a stage that they had to work with their children and go through that. So, baby, put the fear of God in them. I'm going to break your back. So guess what? They'll fear the people out there because our kids always get so comfortable and befriend other folks. But you put the fear in your kids. It doesn't matter if they so scared of you. You watch and see what Mama Trees tell you.
That's right. Yep. Well, I'm going to put you on hold for 1 second, Ms. Champion, and I'm going to go to about the 5 or 6 other people that we have waiting to speak.
Wow.
I haven't seen this many people on hold waiting to talk to us in a long time. So let's keep it moving. Let's try 9016. You are on the air with Blog Talk. How are you today?
I'm blessed. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm out here going out.
Kind of choose a choice. What would you like to talk with us about today?
I don't know. I like to talk about the kids. I just wrote a book trying to help save these kids' lives. My name is Dorsey Howard. I wrote the book One Way. And I'm out here working right now with Mad Dad on the outreach team. I'm on outreach right now with Mad Dad. Yeah, we working hard, but we out here doing positive things, trying to help save this community. And that's what it's all about. You know,
yep.
I just wrote a book, and it's straight to the point and straight in their face with it. And then I got a curriculum coming where I'm willing to go out here and do classes for free just to save our kids because they're lost. They're lost and they're angry right now.
Now, a parent is listening right now and they feel that you can help them in some way, how can they get a hold of you? How can they get a hold of your book? How can they get a hold of any of that curriculum?
Right. My book is on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, ebook, all that. And if the curriculum just coming out, we just got it proofreading, all that. And they can call me at 612-242-9016, or they can email me at HDORSEY12@Yahoo. And, yeah, it's working. I mean, we just did a camp with Mad Dads, and we used a little bit of it. And it's working. It's really working. All we got to do is get it out there. And, like I said, I'm willing to come do examples for free to anybody, any school, any organization, all that, because our kids need help right now.
Well, we're going to have a special episode of Blog Talk with you on it when your curriculum comes out. That way the community will know that it's out and it's available.
Okay, it should be ready within a week. So, and y'all keep up the good work. We love your station.
All right. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Who else we have on here? We got 5737. How are you doing today?
I'm blessed and highly favored. Hey, Mama Trees, I love you, lady. Good to hear your voice.
It's Alonzo with the Minneapolis Mad Dash and the supervisor. We out here outreach to the community right now, and I heard she's absolutely right. Kids need to understand that a parent is the one that sets the rules. Today, the children set the rules. The children do what they want to do. They talk how they want to talk. They don't want to go to bed when they told to go to bed. They don't want to eat when they want to tell you what they're not eating. Back in the day, I ate what was set in front of me. I had no other choice. Now kids come up with these excuses about what they don't like. You know, it's a lot of kids in this world that don't have anything to eat. You know, and parents need to stop being friends with their kids so much. Yeah, you love your
you
kids.
You know what word my daughter learned, Alonzo? You know what word my daughter learned? Allergic. I make food, and she comes, all of a sudden, she becomes allergic to chicken, bread, milk, cheese, tomatoes, all that. She's like, Mommy, I'm allergic to it. I'm like, yeah, okay, I gave birth to you. I know what you're allergic to. You sit down and eat that.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's the problem, though. Everybody's so, love is a responsibility. Love ain't just you giving somebody their way. Love is a responsibility. No. If you love your child, you protect your child in every way you're supposed to. That means they need to learn discipline. They need to learn how to have a conversation. We out here every day. A lot of these young kids don't even know how to have a conversation. They talking, they acting crazy, they cussing, they wearing clothes, look like they about ready to go to bed, but, you know, they out here in their pajamas, little girls, you know what I mean? So it's the parents have a responsibility, and then y'all so worried about what somebody else don't say to y'all about how y'all teach y'all kids. I don't care. You know, my kids fear me. They fear me, and it's about right they fear me, because I'm the one for make sure they eat, I'm the one for clothes on their back. I'm the one put a roof over their head. I'm the one give them money when they want to go to the movies. I'm the one buy a video game. I'm the one that do everything. So I'm the one get to take it away. I don't own them anything. The kids out here don't get nothing. So if I work hard and I do what I need to do for my kids, then they need to do what they need to do for me. And let's go to school and respect. I didn't cuss around my elders. I don't cuss around my grandmama now. I'm 43. I'm 89 years old. I still don't cuss my
grandma's in her 90s. I don't think she's ever heard me cuss.
You know, you got these kids out here. They don't even know how, like, they don't even know how to express themselves. They so cool with their parents because their parents let them start cussing. My son still cuss a little bit, but he look at me and I tell him, man, you going overboard now, but you know, I understand you're upset. You're trying to express yourself, but you need to figure out a better way to express yourself than cussing. Because if the wrong person hear you talking, you might lose a job. You might be on the bus cussing at something, and then a year later somebody remember who you was, and you'll be sitting in a room doing an interview, and they remember this was this crazy little person that was last year asking to plumb food on the bus. And then they don't get a job. They don't get the things they have. I mean, these things we try to teach, we mentor our kids in our community. You know, love has a lot to do with making some sacrifices, too, though. You know,
that's
I'm talking
right,
to my man dad is on the phone. I'm talking to my office people. You know, for 2 years I've been volunteering with the Minneapolis Mad Dad. I volunteered 3 months before I even got a paycheck from the Mad Dad. That's because I was serious about what I was trying to do. I was serious about helping people. You know, if I want to make some money, if I was that hard up for some money, I wouldn't have been working with Mad Dad. But guess what? A lot of people forget Mad Dad was the one that was there for them when they didn't have nothing, when they needed help. But then when we gave it to them, they forgot. When the money hit their pocket, they forgot. So for those of you who are listening, understand one thing, and don't ever bite the hand that feeds you. Mad Dad's love you. I got to go.
All right. Thank you, Lonzo. That was great input from our outreach supervisor. Let's see who else we got on the line. 2338, how are you today? Hello? You're on Blog Talk Radio. Would you like something? Do you have something to say?
I feel like this is a couple of problems. I think it's it don't sound like certain jobs at all. These are the only jobs we get. It's like,
oh,
whatever we can.
Okay, I don't.
So
I don't know. We can't really hear you very well, so we're going to mute you up. I don't know what's going on with 2338, but that's okay. So before we continue back, I'm going to go back to Ms. Champion for a minute since she's still on the line and see if she has any response to what she heard. However, I would like to mention Minneapolis Mad Dads is having the Million Father March on August 25th. It's basically, it says, every father and every man should participate by taking your children to school on their first day back. And they want fathers to take a stand and say, I'm taking my children to school on the first day of school. And a Million Father March, and Mad Dads will be hosting a, looks like a barbecue with music, food, games, and resource tables at Richard Green Park, located at 3416 South 4th Avenue. So that's going on the 25th of August. If you want to participate, you can call Mad Dads and let us know that you will be taking your child back to school on the first day of school. You can call at 612-232-1598 and contact Patty for more information.
Okay, so I have a couple of questions.
Yes, ma'am.
So you say it's at Richard Green.
It says that.
What is the time?
It says no time.
So I'm just going to spend the night there, and I guess something's going to happen eventually.
We can pitch tents. No.
Hey.
We will find out. Let's go back to Ms. Champion. Did you hear Alonzo's shout out to you?
Yes, I did, and that was just really great, and to Alonzo, I love you very dearly, and I'm very proud of the work that you're doing with the youth, and you keep it up. You know, that just touches my heart to even know that it's someone out there that besides your working, you know, you go after work and go on and participate with other folks' kids while they are out doing whatever. So it's a good thing. And I also want to thank all the other outreach young men that are sticking in there and out there in the community. Lulu, Mommy loves you with the utmost. I'm through shouting out. I want to get back to that allergic thing that your daughter is allergic to. Guess what? Your daughter would be eating, if it was up to me, real soon because just like Lonzo said, she's allergic. You allow that. Put that belt on that table next to that bowl of string beans and chicken strip, and she has a choice, the belt or the chicken strip. Be allergic to either one if she would like. So once you...
Yeah, I don't play that allergic shit with her. I apologize about that, ladies and gentlemen. That is... I will be the first to admit that I do have a sailor's mouth, but I can tone it down, and I apologize about that. No, I don't play that allergic stuff, Ms. Champion. She does eat her food, and she will sit at that table until 9:30 at night if she doesn't eat it.
But you know what? We got to get a grip on it because what I'm seeing in Minnesota, and it's just so simple and just so right, leadership is having a time sitting at the table making decisions. Young folks are still dying. They ain't dying in ones and twos now. They're getting shot in threes, standing outside, picnic, restaurant. A young lady just got killed over there at Perkins in St. Paul. So they are dying. Young folks are hanging themselves. They are dying. And it's so scared that it's not really putting fear in you young people. It's not putting fear in them. We not dying. I'm 51 years old. I'm living. DJ living. Y'all young folks is the one that's dying. And y'all ain't even scared. Ain't nobody scared. Now, what's so sad about it, I feel the military needs to come in and shut Minnesota down where y'all can't move around after 12 o'clock. When you need to go to the gas station, go to the grocery store, you get, look, where do you think you're going? Go back to your house. Once that happened in the state of Minnesota and you lose your rights, then y'all will get an understanding on how y'all should live, thou shall not kill. Then leadership can come to the table and come to agreement. But they can't sit long enough because once they sit down, it's time to jump up and get up because some ignorant little kid done got out there and done killed somebody. And their mothers know that they got guns in their shoes or up under their bed. Their mothers know that the child done put a knife to them. Their mothers know that they are reckless kids, and it's a lie. And I'm starting with, look, I'm starting at home. Mad Dads is home to me. So I'm telling you young folks at home, get your baby. Don't raise no killers and thieves and kids and mistreat the elders. Because you think it ain't going to happen to you? Your kids going to make you cry. Y'all kids going to make you cry. Y'all better get a hold of these babies. And I mean, y'all better get a hold to a mouth because the Bible says it. It says it. And y'all going to experience something that is, look, it's getting out of hand.
You know, Miss Champion, one of the things I've been noticing, because I've been around a lot of kids with basically young adults with children, and I'm noticing that a lot of these parents, wannabe parents, they're not raising their kids no more. They're not sitting down talking to their kids no more and explaining things to their kids. They're mainly just dropping off their kids and running after men that don't want them. Like, what I'm noticing in the world right now is, like, the parents before them must have been really messed up, because a lot of these girls out here, they don't really care for their kids like we care for our kids or like the older people cared for their kids. They're not that into it. They don't, you know what I mean? Like, I know a person right now, her daughter barely be with her. Her daughter's always with the grandmother that can't do nothing. So it's like a lot of these young girls, you know, this worldly stuff means more. They're having these babies only to throw them off on other people. They're having these babies to try to keep men, and men don't get kept by babies. Actually, a man will run away because of a baby. But that's what I'm noticing out here a lot of.
Well, and on top of that, you know, at 15, 16, they think they're all cute, and they want this little baby to hold and love them, and they want to dress them up and do their hair and all this stuff. But then when it comes to the crying, the feeding, the paying for everything, the doctor's visits and
the
all
real
that stuff,
right.
They don't want to do it. They want to do the little dress-up doll stuff and then go on, set them on their way to the hard stuff for grandma or auntie or whoever is willing to watch and take care of them for a couple hours that day.
Exactly. And that's why, and you know, I put a status up there the other day, like on Facebook, and I was saying just like what you're saying, is like a lot of people are raising killers, you know, and they're raising robbers. They're raising people that don't care about human life because they don't feel like no one cares about them. You know, if I was raised in a family and I didn't feel like my mom or my dad loved me, I don't know how I would be, you know. I mean, I think I would probably be messed up like a lot of.
But you know what? A lot of young girls don't know how to go first. All they know is how to sit up and dress a little baby doll up and stuff. They don't know how to take the child to the school or to the doctor. And so that's where it ends. They give the child to the parent. So, but Sarita, I have to sit up and say, it don't just start with the generation before you. This is a cycle thing. This is a living and breathing thing. You know, I can go back generation, and my family and even other families that I grew up with. It's a cycle thing, baby. And it's a way of living. And to have a child is in it for the long haul. It's a long walk. It's a process. You go from the infant, then you go from the school stage, then you go from the high school, college stage, and then after. You go on and continue. And the old folks used to say the first 18 years on me, and the next 18 is on you, but it's not.
That's
so
right.
Baby. It's a continuous thing. You know,
right.
You know, we have to just don't just tend to our children, we have to tend to everybody's children.
That's right. Everybody. That's why I say it takes a village for itself.
That's what the old folks used to say. After work, Erica, that don't mean go in the house and just tend to your daughter and focus on your daughter. That means go to the community center, take your babies around them other girls to the, at the community center, and let them interact. And once they learn to interact with other kids, and you'll see what level that your kids are on, and then you start participating. Because you'll never know what you find out in the community center where you might have to interact with another parent, and you might save a child and a parent. Baby, it don't stop. When we get so personal in our lives to where we just stop or we just base ourselves on our lives, that means we're not people. We can't get out and interact. That means when Mama Tree says something, I get offended because she says the wrong thing to me. But Mama Tree don't present herself that way. I'm a worldwide woman, baby. And I love all of us. And that's all I know how to do is nourish and love and give an encouraging word. It might not always be what you want to hear, but it's going to be beneficial to you.
Well, that's why they call it tough love, too. You know, sometimes you got to hear stuff you don't want to hear, but it's the truth, and it'll help you in the end.
It's false love, baby.
All right, Ms. Champion, do you have any closing words? Because we are out of time. It stopped recording on us.
Guess what? We're going to do this. We're going to do this and reunite as a unity, a nationwide unity. We're going to spread our love all over the nation. So if everybody can say a prayer, don't be so personal. Just pray for my family. Pray for my kids. Let's do a nation prayer tonight that God touch each and every one in this world, and we all can come together on the same accord. I love y'all.
Amen. All right. Thank you for being with us, Catrice. And we are off the air for the day. Hope you have a great week. See you next week.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction because you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto ain't expressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Bad dads, how you feel? On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the struggle fighting serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I seen was black and blue. Soldiers showing love.